on the Big Sports Breakfast. This Rugby League update is brought to you by On Deck Small Business Loans. Visit ondeck.com.au.
Taking on the Seagulls in round 26. Anthony Griffin, good morning.
How are you, Slade?
Yeah, very well, mate. How's everything travelling out there?
Yeah, it's going okay. Yeah, we're disappointed with losing Regan Campbell-Gillard, but everything else is going well.
Anthony, that is a terrible setback. That was a couple of cracked vertebrae for what we, I guess, we call a prowler tackle. What view do you have on that particular tackle and that third man in?
Oh, I'm over it now. I was probably a bit upset about it after the game, but that's football. If there's one thing I have got from a rule point of view, I just think we leave the player standing there too long. The referees give the attacking player too much time to either get an offload or creep forward another metre or two, and you leave yourself open defensively then for for that type of tackle. But we'll talk about that at the end of the year.
Yeah, sure. It is something to look at. They have outlawed it from the knee down, but not from obviously the knee up. But it is one for the lawmakers to maybe have a look at, mate. Geez, been a few heart attacks for you this season, mate, and another one on the weekend. You were in control of that in the opening 40 minutes and just let it slip, but got the cash in the end, 15-14 v. the Titans. What were your views regarding the two halves?
Exactly that. We were in total control the first half, and the second half, we just invited the Titans back into the game, and they're a very good side, obviously, and they're always going to be desperate on their own line. On their own patch, trying to make the playoffs. So we fed them, exactly what they were after on a heap of possession in that second half. But I was really pleased with our defensive resolve for the whole game. We had a real semi-final intensity about us defensively, and that's what got us through, which is nice at this time of the year. We can try and be a bit cleaner with the ball now.
Prior to the last round, you were winning comfortably the 3 weeks prior to that, and some really exciting footy to watch, Anthony. I mean, it's a style of rugby league that's very attractive.
Yeah, and I think that probably led to our demise up there. We opened up and played some really good footy in the first half, and I think some of the young blokes on the team thought, well, here we go again, and they got a lesson. We got a lesson on Saturday night about what works and what doesn't work, particularly this time of year. But certainly, I've been really happy for them the last few weeks, the way they've been able to enjoy their footy, because it's been a tough year, but we've sort of pushed through the other side of it and created our own destiny now.
Do you have to have a chat to them about reeling it in now for the finals? I mean, expansive as they have been?
Oh, no. I mean, the last few weeks we've been expansive, but, we've had very little error, and there's a control to how we play, obviously, the same with any team. And the last couple of weeks, we've been 70% and 85% completion rates. And it wasn't so much the way we played on the weekend. Our errors just came from, loose carries and just a lack of intensity with the ball. The Titans really went up a gear, obviously, in the second half defensively. And we had a couple of, soft carries into the line and the ball came out. It wasn't too many bad decisions, as in how to play. We had a couple of those, but most of them, we just got caught with the intensity of the Titans' defence.
Nathan Cleary, he's a young man, but gee, he's playing with some maturity.
Yeah, he is. Probably Saturday night, he had a mixed bag, which he hasn't done for a while. So it was a good learning curve for him and Bryce on Saturday night. They've been our biggest strengths for the last month or two, but Saturday night you know, by their own admission, they weren't where they need to be in that second half. But Nathan's he's a tremendous young kid. That's it's been spoken about before. He's got a great composure and mental toughness about him, and you know, he's done a good job for us.
He's been fantastic. Did you have any doubts that when you elevated him, that you know he'd be as good as he has been?
Yeah. Oh, that's the beautiful thing about sport and elite, you know, sport, whatever it is. When you see someone that young be able to come in and go to that level, you never know whether that's going to happen or not. But I saw him play. We stuck him from the 20s up into a second grade game against the Bulldogs, and it was a cold, wet Friday night in the middle of the year, and I went out and watched him, and he looked classes above him that night in his first game out of the 20s in second grade. So that was a fairly good indication whenever they go up in class and they grab onto the level straight away. That was probably the thing that convinced me that he was worth giving a go.
And Anthony, Matt Moylan, mate, have you noticed him going to another level having had that Origin experience this season?
Yeah, Matt's been great the last month. He's really, you know, led from the front and everything he's done. His defence has been tremendous, and he's diffusing some sticky situations on fifth play. His kick defence has been great, and obviously he's got that class in attack, which he's used with a lot of control over the last few weeks. Hopefully, you know, he can keep building in the finals. But he's really come back in the back end of the year, and he's playing his best football now, because what we know.
You can finish fifth or you can finish seventh. Do you care?
Oh, not really. We've got a really important game against Manly Sunday night, and we've made a real point over the last 6 weeks of just keeping their head down. And I know it's the old adage, but just getting 1 week at a time at this time of the year, if you're looking forward, trying to do the math, you can sometimes lose your way. So we've got Old Boys Day out here on Sunday, and it's our last home game of the year in our 50th year at a club. So we're going to be very focused on making sure we do the right thing by ourselves and the club on Sunday, and then we'll sort of know where that'll put us anyway by the time we get to Sunday.
Yeah, Anthony, that's a tremendous initiative by the club. Get out there, Old Boys Night. It's strange sort of kickoff because there's no Monday night footy, so it's 6:30 Sunday night. 6:30 Sunday night, so prime time footy for everybody. Get out there to Pepper Stadium. We thank you so much for your time, Anthony. Good luck.
No worries, guys. See you.